This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 387 for Thursday, May 9th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed on Thursday morning amid mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean, Malaysian palm oil are both trading in the red, while European rapeseed is in positive territory. Crude oil is up as speculation of OPEC increasing output couldn't fully offset a large draw in United States inventories and greater demand from China. The Canadian dollar is up 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract is down $3 per ton at $653.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are in the red, while wheat is making gains. Export sales of U.S. corn during the week ended May 2nd were 889,200 tons for old crop, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, up 17% from the previous week. Meanwhile, 49,100 tons of new crop were also sold, mostly to Mexico. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 965,000 barrels of ethanol production on average per day for the week ended May 3rd, down 22,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were down 1.288 million barrels at 24.2 million, the tightest since late last year. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut its Argentine corn production forecast by 2.5 million tons at 47.5 million. The July corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.57. 428,900 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans are sold for export, up 4% from the previous week, as well as 4,600 tons of new crop. Meanwhile, 209,300 tons of old crop soy meal were also sold, up 60% from the week before, as well as 19,200 tons of new crop, mostly to Canada. 11,600 tons of old crop soy oil were also sold, up 61% from the previous week, as well as 4,600 tons of new crop for Canada. China's April soybean imports were 8.57 million tons, a new monthly record. The July soybean contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.17. 41,100 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, down sharply from the previous week, but up noticeably from the four-week average. However, 406,000 tons of new crop U.S. wheat were also sold for export. Rain is expected to bring relief to much of the U.S. southern plains over the next week. Russia declared a state of emergency in three regions after frost caused severe damage to crops. The damaged crops will be replanted. Egypt purchased 420,000 tons of wheat on Wednesday from Russia and Romania. Japan bought 114,100 tons of food wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.41. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.57. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.08. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, May 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.